Report, aide to Republican Representative Tony Gonzalez admitted to affair with boss before suicide. By Elizabeth Weibel on February 17, 2026. A former aide to Representative Tony Gonzalez, RTX, reportedly confessed to having an affair with him before she committed suicide last year, according to a report. An unnamed former staffer who had worked in Gonzalez's district office told the San Antonio Express News that Regina N. Santos Avales, 35, had admitted to having an affair with Gonzalez in 2024. Santos Avales, who had served as Gonzalez's regional district director, died in September 2025 after she poured gasoline over herself and was engulfed in flames. The former staffer for Gonzalez, who asked not to be named, claimed that Santos Avales, a mother to an 8-year-old boy, spiraled into a depression after her husband discovered the relationship and Gonzalez abruptly cut her off, according to the outlet. The former staffer explained to the outlet that the relationship between Gonzalez and Santos Avales became known to some staff members during the 2024 election cycle, and that after Santos Avales's husband, Adrian Avales, found out about the affair, Avales later texted a group of Gonzalez Legislative District staffers to expose the relationship. The former staffer said the relationship became known to some staff members during the 2024 election cycle. He said Gonzalez stayed at the ex-staffer's family's rental cabin in Konkan, near Uvalde, during the primary campaign, and that on two occasions in May 2024, Gonzalez and Santos Avales went there together and stayed for 1 to 2 hours. He said Santos Avales called him crying and distraught 2 weeks later to say her husband, Adrian Avales, had discovered text messages that revealed her relationship with Gonzalez. She told the staffer they had been having an affair. It was May 29, the day after Gonzalez narrowly won a GOP primary runoff election against Brandon Herrera. He said Avales later texted a group of Gonzalez Legislative District staffers to expose the relationship. After Avales texted the staff about the affair, the Texas congressman and his district director, Jalen Falcon, allegedly canceled meetings with local organizations that had been arranged by Santos Avales and the former staffer, claimed to the outlet. The two of them also did not go with Gonzalez to any Uvalde visits after that point, according to the outlet. The former staffer also claimed prior to Santos Avales' death, her distress intensified. She talked about Tony every day, the former staffer told the outlet. She went from the number one employee in the office to nothing. The former staffer also shared a text thread from April 27, 2025, with the outlet, in which Santos Avales stated, I had, sick, affair with our boss and I'm fine. You will be fine. A month before Santos Avales' death, she reportedly attempted suicide resulting in police officers being called to her home, the former staffer told the outlet. Avales, who had been with Santos Avales for 21 years overall, and married to her for 7 years, expressed that marriages and relationships have their seasons, while adding that love, even when complicated, is endless. Breitbart News's Paul Bois reported in October 2025 that multiple sources confirmed the alleged affair to the Daily Mail. Santos Avales' family also insisted that she had not started the fire on purpose.